Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
Hello, people of Donegal, we have done it!
Oh, it's just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
Demi's won a match. Demi's won a game.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray,
thank you.
Let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you, nothing but a couple of pints, won't you? I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man from Chester.
There it is, kicks it out over the line. The hooter's gone, and the ball's kicked out over the line. So Donegal are through to the Ulster final, where they will play Armagh. And the final score here was Donegal 1-19, down 16 points. And Donegal, you know, happy enough, get over a semi-final, get it won. A lot of work to do before you play that Armagh team we watched last night, Manus.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, maybe we've come, our expectations are higher, Martin, than maybe years before. But that performance... an Ulster final or further down the road will probably not win us anything. I think, you know, Jim will look back in that game, and I think the players themselves will look back in that game, that they lacked that wee bit of aggression, that wee bit of push that you need to have. That we just didn't have it. First 15 minutes wasn't what we've come to expect from Donegal. The second 15 minutes of the first half, we were probably, you know, I think we got 1-7 in that period, and that probably put down to bed. I don't think Down are anywhere close to being competitive at this level just yet, but I'm sure if Conor Laverty gets time, he'll certainly get there with them. But overall, you know, it's a good one to get out of. Again, we got minutes into the legs of the likes of Oisin Gallen. Jason McGee came on. Niall O'Donnell, again, super player, needs a bit more time on the pitch. So they'll be the pros. The cons will be that, you know, we need to look at when we're slow and we don't have that impetus and that driven desire that you need in big games, we're too easy picked off. And again, just like the Derry game and just like the Monaghan game, we coughed up a lot of opportunities for goals that just weren't taken.
Man, it's interesting. I'm just looking at a score here. Dublin 5, Meath 17 after 36 minutes. So that wouldn't be half time yet. So look at, maybe, I tell you, games are all about winning, you know, line. I know probably people say that Dublin might get over the line yet in that game. And we did give you the score early on. Kildare 18, Louth 1-18. So Louth are through to the Leinster final, where Kildare will go to the Tailteann Cup. But I think looking at it here, we had a lot of poor performances. Condition was poor and everything else. Semi-finals about one, and probably this last two games did take a lot of the pressure off Donegal, you know, that was there with Donegal for a while before that, you know, that kind of pressure's on. You know, Sean Patton is really, you know, his high ball and everything else, very good at it, you know. Finborough Roarteam, they were able to take him off, get him ready for Wednesday night, because they're a big game Wednesday night. Brendan McCall played very solid game. Patter Morgan, you know, got forward really well the second half and did well. You know, Ryan McHugh handled a lot of ball, and Steve McMenamin, I thought, had a good match, so we bust forward Kieran Moore. So maybe, you know, we talked with the Royals for other players, maybe Langan wasn't, you know, wasn't as good himself today that we expect from him. So it's no harm to see that. And conditions were poor. We're able to take Patty McBurdy, Michael Murphy, and Oisin Gallen off, suppose. Yeah. No harm you're able to do that from the point of view. Look at all Down, you know, to put up a performance and do well enough and come within the 6 points that they have a Donegal, you know, it'll leave them happy. You know, I did tell you, you know, early on the stats that Armagh haven't been beaten in 3 years in Ulster. So it's going to take a massive battle to beat them in the final and everything else. But look at the one thing is, as we always used to say, we're in the final, Donegal, and we look forward to it. And you know, there's still, you know, Jason McGee, I thought, did well when he came on there, Manus. I thought, yeah, a big help there when he came in. He handled a lot of ball and gave a brilliant ball through for the goal chance for Aaron Doherty. So, you know, there's different things in it. I think I always like to win a semi-final, just get over the line and win it where you want it and don't worry about it. You know, like there were no comparison between the two matches. Like the game last night was very good. So anyway, we look forward to it. It's great. We'll be back here in 2 weeks' time, or I think it's Saturday night at 5:30. I think it's going to be next Saturday week at 5:30, seemingly, here with the ladies' final between Armagh and Donegal before it and everything else. That'll be confirmed at some stage. But look, we're in the we're in the final anyway and everything else, and that's the important thing. And see Patrick McBurdy being interviewed here down below us.
Yeah, I you know, concurred a lot what you said there, Martin, but I think the performance of that left hand side that we have of Patrick Mogan and Kieran Moore and Shane O'Donnell, to me they were probably the standout players outside Patrick. You know, Patrick, I think, finished up with 1-4, taken off with 20 minutes to go. I'm sure he could have made a wee bit more out of it. But, I mean, you have to safeguard those type of players. Patrick is coming back from a long injury, and I think they're being very economical with them, with both himself and Jason McGee. As you said, it's good to see McGee back. Another 70 minutes into Michael Langan's leg will do no harm. Kicked it, an unbelievable free at the end. And all these players will get back that, you know, that confidence, that ability, that belief that they had during the summer of last year, and hopefully it'll come now in the next number of weeks. Great to look forward to another Ulster final, as we've become so used to and fortunate enough in the last number of years, especially against Armagh. We know things not going that well in Armagh, Martin. We know there's a lot of players still to come back into the Armagh fold. It'll be interesting in the next 2 weeks, the difference in the 26 in last night and the difference in 26 for the Ulster final.
Yeah.
And who they'll start and where they'll start. So that's the games that we'll play in the next 2 weeks, and we look forward to if it's on the Saturday evening, brilliant, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, you probably have the two best teams in Ulster in the final. You know, from that point, from when we look at it from that point of view, you know, we take it to those people who tell you in Tyrone are close enough. Of course, they're close enough up there, but you look at it. But Keelan McGonigal, you know, hopefully he's fit for the final because he's a big player for us. You know, Owen Van Galler, your own man, would be important to have him. I don't know whether he'll be fit for the final or not, but, you know, hopefully get him back as well. So I think that, you know, getting these players back and getting everything going and looking forward to it, I think it'll be, you know, it's going to be a good old test for Donegal and, you know, and even for Armagh from the point of view of, you know, we've been big battles with them this last while. So it's a great battle to look forward to everybody. And the great thing is the two teams are still in the competition afterwards. But there's a big draw on Wednesday night as well. The draw is going to be made for the group. So you'll know that if you won it, what group you're in. And yeah, you'll know if you lose it, what group you're in and everything else. And well, that Meath half time 17-5 Meath in Dublin. Yeah, if Meath won that game, there'll be some big hitters, and you know, you have a lot of big hitters there. But look, we'll worry about the Ulster final first. We look forward to it, but I think there'll be more than the crowd was here the day man is anyway here. It'll be hard to get tickets for the Ulster final. That's what the biggest problem will be.
I think that'll be the big thing, Martin. Just over 9,000 here today, so I think there'll be a few more here come a couple of weeks time. You mentioned Caelan McGonigal. I just find that when McGonigal doesn't play at six, that we're a wee bit open. We do cough up. We don't have that physical strength at centre half back. When the ball breaks down, he always finds a good position on the edge of the small D. He cuts down these intricate passes that allow teams to go for goals. So hopefully, given another couple of weeks, that he gets the opportunity. Not sure where Owen Van is. You know yourself, Martin. Information be slow coming out, but hope for Owen Van's self, for his own sake, that he gets an opportunity. Dogged with injuries the last number of years, nobody works as hard as Owen away from it trying to get back. I know that personally myself. A super lad, and hopefully he can, whatever ailments on him, that he can get it together in the next couple of weeks, and that he can have a good grave for the championship ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that'll be, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. We need to get every player in the field, and we talk about Owen Bann and Keelan McGonigal. Like, they're two big players for Donegal. Like, we got Owen McFadden Ferry on the field today as well, so that was good to get game time into him. Niall O'Donnell was definitely good when he came on the day. He definitely had a good, so he's an option that's going to be there as well. A very good player. He made probably through the match or won the match for us last year and lost the final with his three big points when, you know, it was important. So I think Michael Murphy, it was no harm to take him off, and, you know, and with everything else to give him after him picking up the yellow card and everything else. So it'll be a different game completely. Could be underdogs going into it, and everything else could make a big difference. But I think today was all about the victory and getting the victory, and a lot of Donegal supporters out in the field there. And I think Jim's in the dressing room wanting to get the players back into the dressing room, around a lot of players signing autographs and getting photographs and everything else. But sure, it's all part of it and everything else, and I'm important, because I never seen this last couple of years as many children going to matches and everything else, and it's great to see it, and they all want to get photographs of the players, and we have a great bunch of players that do that and have time with that. We didn't have to worry about that in our day, man. It wasn't that problem in that day early, but it's great to see it, and the amount of, you know, children and everything else. And football has been good, man, in Donegal. We're in an under 20 final on Wednesday night, which is brilliant, against Tyrone, which is a big battle. We're through to an Ulster final here today, and I was up at around their 16s yesterday, and they had a 10-point victory over Derry as well. So everything is good, you know, football-wise. You know that there, in fairness to everybody involved and everybody, you know, putting in the effort and the commitment and everything else. I suppose maybe a lot of it is down to the fact that Jim McGuinness is back with the senior team, which given everybody in the county and given everybody a big lift. So, you know, with these days back again, which is great.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact that McGuinness has come back has brought back a great deal of investment, Martin, that was missing for a good while within the county, and people, not only investment financially, but investment in their time, their commitment towards Donegal and the GAA in Donegal, and that's a great thing. And because it, and you mentioned about the kids, it's only about the kids. I mean, it's not about adults at this stage, it's about kids. I mean, they're gathered around Paddy McBurdy, they want his autograph, they want his picture, and that's just brilliant. You know, and that's what the game should be about. These are amateur players, they're giving up their own time, they have other things going on in their lives, but they stop for supporters, they talk to them, and that's what the GAA is about, and that's the gift that they give us, Martin.
Yeah, and it's great to have it, and you know, long may it last in Donegal. You know, we've good bunch of, I was at the under 20 game the last day covering it for Ocean, and a bunch of players we have coming as well, so you know, it's great to see the amount of the talent coming and everything else, because you know, we talk about the academy, how important the academy is to us, because we don't have the schools football that we see these teams in the north have, so we need that academy and need it going well, and need, you know, teams in the academy going well. So you know, everything is good, it's brilliant, and these Donegal players that are out in the field here, there's only about five or six of them out in the field, but the ones out in the field, they're not going to get to the dressing room. Yes, and there's one man in the goals here, there's another man down here, and there's another, as you said, Paddy McBurdy's down here, and there's players all over the shop, and then just getting autographs and everything else. But look, it's great. And you know, the one thing is hopefully that all the children do get tickets and get to the final, you know, because it's all, you know, it is about them, and that's the future, and it is about them. And so we've had a good time. So this Saturday week will be some battle. Now, you know, it's going to be a big battle, but you know, there's never been much between the two teams, Manus.
No, and it came down to the last, the penalty kicks, you know, last year again, and I suppose Donegal would have swapped it if they knew what Armagh were going on to do, but I think Donegal have learned from that. They've added to their squad, definitely the addition of Michael Murphy, Jason McGee hopefully back fit for the tail end of the championship will be a huge addition, and the strength of the squad, I think, is a lot better than maybe it was 12 months ago. McFadden Ferry back, you know, Murphy back, as is already
said. Connor Donald didn't play much football,
you know, Connor Donald out with injury, and a lot of them played with injury, but as long as we can keep, you know, the likes of Mogan fit, Kieran Moore fit, Shane O'Donnell, who are really the engine, along with your own Ryan, maybe get, you know, minutes into Owen Bann, hopefully, when he gets back, and Darrell Boyle can continue to kick them 2-pointers from, we'll call it, the Darrell Boyle spot.
I know you were brilliant at scoring goals, and we certainly had players that were great at scoring goals. Time we need to work on one-to-ones. The goal we got was a ball fist across, man, as pammed in the net. We're good enough at that. Is this a situation where we end up one-to-one? We had three one-to-ones, hadn't we? You know, Conor O'Donnell's fourth, maybe the one he blared over the bar, and then you had the two last one, Darrell Boyle and Aaron Doherty. Just need to work on maybe making sure, and I think the point you're making is right. Let's take on the goalkeeper, or take that player on. That's because you can go either side, and it's usually pammed into an empty net. That's one thing. The other thing I'm going to say about the Armagh Donegal, we have Michael Murphy back, and they've lost, you know, Rian O'Neill, and he's a player I'd love to see back playing football, and he will be back hopefully. But that's a big kind of a wee bit of a turn, because Rian O'Neill, what his ability to do, I know they've taken other players through, but he is a lost Armagh.
Yeah, he's a huge lost Armagh, and again a player that you just love watching. Especially when you're not playing Donegal, you've loved watching him all the time. His performance in the All-Ireland final against Galway last year just shows you the ability that the lad has. But I'm sure whoever comes in and whoever puts on that orange jersey will fill it with the same pride and the same distinction as Rian O'Neill. And all we can do, Martin, in a couple of weeks' time is match him and hope that when the opportunities arrive that we probably didn't take today, that we're more lethal in front of goals, that we're not trying to put it through the keeper, we're not trying to put it in the top corner. It's a little shimmy, it's a show and go, and it was the simple things that probably came to us because we were in that position a lot more maybe than players find themselves in now. So hopefully no better man to look through the analysis of the game is Jim. He'll go through it with a fine tooth comb, and I'm sure they'll tidy up those things.
And the other thing about it is they only had a 1 week turnaround from the Monaghan game to now, which was not easy because you only had that 1 week turnaround. But now they at least have the 2 weeks, or the 13 days, whatever you're going to have to the final, so you get more time to analyse and to do work with what you've said, man, is there. So listen, we could listen to you all day, but I think we better go back to the studio with the final score. Even Clonus, the crowd still out in the field here, particularly Donegal people out in the field. I think most the players have been taken off by backroom team and everything else to get them back down the tunnel. Warren McFadden Ferry is the last man going off down below us here, right down to get down into the tunnel to get ready. So next Saturday week it looks like it's going to be Armagh versus Donegal in the Ulster final, and with the ladies final before it between Donegal and Armagh as well. So anybody's coming, get up really early to it to get it, and hopefully everybody gets their tickets and everything else. From Manus Boyle and myself, Mark McHugh, the final score here in Clonus was Donegal 119, down 16 points.
FM. Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.